This is Monday Morning Meditations number 305 on the Rising Man podcast with Jetty Azuma. Make sure you wash off the war paint before you go home. Welcome back, Rising Man family, to another Monday Morning Meditation here on the Rising Man podcast. My name is Jetty Azuma and I am your host for today's episode. This episode of the Monday Morning Meditations, the theme and topic for today is called Washing Off the War Paint. Every single one of us has a battle inside and outside of ourselves that we're fighting every single day. You know what it is. It's the one that makes you feel anxious. It's the one that makes you feel nervous every single day. It's the unknown that you step into as soon as you walk out your door or flip open your MacBook and get to work. The problem is that too often we bring the battle home with us. I was speaking with a client this week and we were talking about his relationship. And one of the things we identified is that he's so used to going out and fighting on the battlefield of life, going to work, executing his business, doing what he has to do to make money and take care of people and manage all of his employees. There's a lot of fires that he puts out on a day-to-day basis. It's synonymous with being on the battlefield. The problem is that when he comes home, he does what many of us men do and forgets to check out of that mode. There's a specific type of mode we go into. It's very masculine. It's very much the warrior activated inside of us. You probably know what it feels like. It's being single focused. It's being productive. It's chasing a target, executing on objectives, whether you win or lose the day, just being in the hunt. That's what being on the battlefield feels like. And for most of us, it's not a real battlefield. It's a metaphorical battlefield, but it generates the same nervous system response in us. It makes me feel anxious. It makes my senses tune in and focus on the thing that's right in front of me, tune out the rest of my day. A lot of people talk about getting into a flow state. That's what it was like for warriors going into battle. But even ancient warriors had rituals and traditions for how they entered and how they removed themselves from battle. There's stories of indigenous tribes here in the Americas who would adorn themselves with war paint and markings on themselves, on their horses, on their weapons and shields to prepare themselves to enter a certain type of state. They were preparing themselves for death. A lot of legends and stories say that there was an idea of inhabiting a different mentality. They became a different type of spirit when they went into battle. They really believed that that's what was happening. And in accordance with that, they would do this so that they could enter into that state that was required to survive, to fight on behalf of their people and to bring victory home. But they also knew that they couldn't return back to the village, back to their wives and their children, their elders, living inside of that warrior state. They needed to take that entity that they inhabited and release it before coming back home. So there would be rituals and traditions called washing off the war paint, taking off the paint and the markings, cleaning their horses, cleaning their weapons, putting them away so that when they re-entered the village, it was the same person who left for battle. It's like changing costumes and taking off that identity. And so what does this mean for us, modern husbands and fathers who are going out and fighting on the battlefields of in the office and on Zoom calls and in the workspace, the workforce every single day? Well, it's that distinction between leaving work at the office, being able to release our stresses and our challenges and differentiate our work life from our home life. Easier said than done. But the cost is if I take that warrior mentality and I bring it home, there's a lot of destruction and chaos that can cause. When I bring my anxieties and the pressures of being in battle home, I don't know how to differentiate my wife from an enemy or an opponent. A simple complaint or crying fit from my child may feel like a threat to me, similar to a threat from my opponent on the battlefield. And I'm sure you never want to see your partner or your child or somebody you love as a threat or as an opponent. We got to wash off the war paint before we go home. And whether it's having your own rituals or practices, a few deep breaths in the car before you walk in the front door, a reset of your context, reminding yourself who you are and who you intend to be when you enter the house after the end of a challenging workday, whatever it is, something that allows for that transition to happen. Because tapping into that warrior spirit, that masculine energy and its raw, pure power is so beautiful. It's such an important thing for us to have as men, especially when you're going out and fighting for your purpose every single day. It's important to be able to tap into, but it's equally as important to be able to shed that identity so that we can come home and be who our wives and our partners and our children require us to be so that they can feel safe. Because if we keep bringing the battle home, it's going to cause chaos and destruction and harm at home. We need to wash off the war paint. We need to put down the weapons. There's no man who should ever feel like he needs to do battle inside of his own home. Our homes are a place of sanctuary, of safety, of peace, not war, not battles. And it's not to say that there won't be chaotic energy flowing about, but when we walk in between those doors and I cross that threshold into my house, my weapons remain at the door. Don't bring the battle home. Let that one land in here, because as easily as it's said, it's just 10 million times more challenging to do. So let it land. Remind yourself, implement some traditions or rituals for yourself. 5 deep breaths in your car and 1 statement out loud of who you intend to be when you walk through that door to see your family could be all you need to reset, to wash off the war paint. But if you're doing what I do sometimes and just running chaotically from the battlefield back home, the battle's going to follow you home. And it's going to hurt you and your family. So I hope this one hits. Make sure you remember to do those traditions and rituals and share this with another man that you know is struggling to leave the battle on the battlefield. And tune in next week for another Monday morning meditation here on the Rising Man Podcast. Until then, rise up and claim your destiny.